In this video, we are talking about training and ordaining local leaders for local churches. Many rural, country, and pastorless churches already have future leaders sitting in the pews. They may not see themselves that way yet. They may be farmers, teachers, retirees, business owners, mechanics, homemakers, nurses, drivers, builders, office workers, or young adults with a growing calling. They may not have the time or money to leave their community for traditional ministry training, but they may be deeply rooted where they live. That rootedness matters. A local leader often knows the people, history, griefs, families, and opportunities of the community. In a rural or pastorless church, that local knowledge can become a ministry strength. But calling needs formation. Good intentions need training. Local trust needs public recognition. This is why a study-based pathway is so important. Christian Leaders Institute offers accessible ministry training that can help local leaders grow in biblical knowledge, ministry skills, leadership, communication, pastoral care, officiant ministry, chaplaincy, coaching, discipleship, and church life. Christian Leaders Alliance offers pathways for local endorsement, commissioning, credentialing, ordination, and public ministry recognition where appropriate. Ordination should not be treated as a shortcut. It should be rooted in calling, study, character, local affirmation, prayer, and accountability. A rural church may identify a teachable member and say, "We see God's hand on your life. Would you consider training for ministry?" An elder board may invite two deacons into CLI courses. A church may help a member pursue wedding officiant training so the church can serve couples. Another member may train in funeral officiant skills so grieving families receive biblical care. Another may pursue chaplaincy to visit seniors, hospitals, nursing homes, or community members. Here is a ministry example. A pastorless church began with one local leader taking CLI courses. Soon, two others joined. They met weekly to discuss what they were learning and pray for the church. Over time, the church discovered a future preaching minister, a visitation leader, and a funeral care leader. Training created momentum. A common mistake is to wait until someone feels completely ready. Most leaders are formed as they obey, learn, serve, and grow. A legacy church can become a training center again when it recognizes local calling, invites study, encourages endorsement, and commissions faithful leaders for real ministry.